listening to Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into Retirement Today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes and I'm the owner and financial advisor at Beacon Wealth Advisory. And we're here to help you get to and through retirement with financial peace. If you would like to listen to this podcast again or any of our past ones, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and Amazon Music. Well, today we are going to dive into what do you do if you inherit an annuity? But before we get started, I want to say hello to my fabulous co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. We are having so much fun doing this show, aren't we?
We are, Jenna. I appreciate you having me on the show. I feel like I missed you so much and I haven't seen you in forever. And I'm excited to be back.
I know. I missed you too. We have so much to catch up on. I hear the Minnesota weather is just wonderful out there. So what have you been doing? How was your fourth?
It was great. I went up to my boyfriend's cabin. And so we, you know, went boating. We had the lily pad out at the end of the boat and just kind of relaxed for the weekend. And it's like camping, you know, when you go up to someone's cabin, it's just so much fun to just get away. And yes, I would say I'm blonder now, you know, the sun, and I'm also peeling a little bit, but you know, that comes with trying to get our tan on. So
yes, trade-offs for everything, right?
Yes. How about you, Jenna? How was your fourth?
Oh, it was so nice. We ended up taking the kids to a pool party and there was all these different 4th of July goodies. So they had a lot of fun. And then we actually had a fireworks show right in our backyard that we did for our neighborhood. And the kids love the sparklers and the fireworks. And it was some great family time and also some fun time with our neighbors. But I will tell you, I went into the house to check on the dogs and they were literally like sitting in the bathroom together, like huddled up, shaking. The dogs did not enjoy 4th of July, but it was everybody else did. Yes. Put it that way.
Yes. And I've heard, you know, 4th of July, I guess statistically is the number one day that dogs run away. And so you really have to be careful because all of the dogs get so scared that they think running and they try to get out of the house will be okay. And so, you know, that's I guess, something to say and something to be aware of for our listeners, for sure.
Yeah, it really is. And we love our dogs. We have two chocolate labs. Do you have dogs at all?
I do. My parents have one and then I have one as well.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, we absolutely love our dogs. Funny story. We had actually lost our dogs a few years ago and we were debating on whether or not to get dogs again. And a friend of ours was actually engaged to a woman that was allergic to dogs. So he called us up and he said, I know this is going to sound weird, but my fiance is allergic to dogs. So I need to find a home for our two chocolate labs. And so we thought about it. And we were wanting to get dogs again. So we said, okay, we'll take them in. And they have just been so sweet. We love them so much. They're very protective. And you know, chocolate labs are just, they're great.
Yes.
Good family dogs, you know.
For sure. And they are water dogs and they just, they're just great around kids too.
They are. Actually, they jump in our pool from time to time and swim. So it's so fun. But anyway, well, we probably should dive into what we're talking about today, right?
I guess so. I guess we have to, right?
I know. It's kind of fun to talk about dogs too, though, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. So, Jenna, what is the topic today? What are we discussing?
Well, we're going to talk about something that might catch people off guard. Inherited annuities. I know we've talked in the past weeks about what do you do if you inherit an IRA or a Roth IRA. Today, we're talking about what do you do if you inherit an annuity? And people often, when they inherit an annuity, get a little overwhelmed with all the options. You know, should they cash it out? Should they let it ride? What are the taxes going to look like? What are all the options? So a lot to think about.
Yeah. So Jenna, before we continue on this topic, let's kind of start with the basics here and tell our listeners, you know, what is an annuity?
Yes. Well, an annuity is a financial strategy or product that you buy from an insurance company. It helps usually give people a lot of peace of mind in their retirement plan. But there's different types of annuities. Some grow with a fixed rate, some a variable rate, or even an indexed rate of return. There are also immediate annuities that provide a guaranteed lifetime income, usually right away when you purchase the product. And that can be suitable for people that just retired. One of the biggest benefits of an annuity, one that you're just sitting and letting grow, is that the annuities actually grow tax deferred. So you don't have to pay taxes on any of the interest in an annuity until you actually withdraw it, which is a big benefit for a lot of people.
So, Jenna, but what happens then if the beneficiary, once the owner passes away, there could be like a tax bill waiting for them, right?
When the owner of an annuity passes away and you're the beneficiary, what happens then as far as taxes and withdrawal options, there's a lot of options and the situation gets a little more complex and it can be overwhelming for people to decide which option would be best for them. So this is why it's so important to have a great financial advisor and a CPA that really could even work together to help you make the best decisions on which option you should choose.
Yeah, for sure. And if you've kind of inherited an annuity, the first thing to know is you have options. And there that comes with tax implications and deadlines. So what are some of the things that we need to think about here?
There's three key factors that determine what you can do. Number one, your relationship to the deceased is important. Number two, the type of an annuity it is. Is it qualified? Is it non-qualified? Qualified is pre-tax money, like a traditional IRA, which actually can be invested in an annuity. Or what we're going to be focused on today is the non-qualified annuities, which is where the annuity was originally funded with after-tax dollars, like from a checking account or a previous an annuity and not an IRA. And then the third factor is how was the annuity structured when the original owner owned it?
So, I mean, let's just go through this kind of a little bit. Could you explain just a little bit more?
You know, again, it does depend on if it's a spouse or a non-spouse. But basically, if it's a spouse, they can have a lot more options. They can take over the annuity. Just as if it was their own, they can keep the tax deferral going that way or choose from the payout options like a lump sum, you know, go put it in your bank account or keep regular payments coming in. One thing that's really neat, if the original account holder spouse had chosen a joint lifetime income when they were alive, and let's say they were getting $2,000 a month coming in. Well, when they passed away, the surviving spouse can then just continue that $2,000 a month for the rest of their life. And this really gives the surviving spouse more financial security, considering when a spouse passes away, they will lose a Social Security check upon death. And many times they also lose a pension, Jacqueline. So,
wow.
Yeah, so a lot of people like that joint lifetime income option and appreciate if their spouse got that for them because, again, there's always an income loss when one spouse passes away.
Yeah. So, I mean, Jenna, what you're saying is that if you're the spouse of the deceased, you seem to have more flexibility, right?
Exactly.
So, yep. But what if you are a non-spouse beneficiary? I mean, a child, sibling, friend, your options are more limited, correct?
Yes. Yes. Just like in our previous shows, it's a little more restrictive when it's not a spouse. So typically you can take the lump sum, but of course you'll owe taxes on the gain of the non-qualified annuity. You can take distributions over 5 years or you can annuitize it, which annuitize has not been a real popular option in most cases, because once you annuitize it, you can't really change your mind or do anything different. But it can make sense to annuitize, to choose that option, if the account holder, if there's quite a bit of interest on that account. It kind of spreads out the tax bill a little more, because some of the taxes are excluded each year in the payment, or the beneficiary can assume it as an inherited annuity and then choose to move it to another company if they'll take inherited annuities. And it does allow for the stretch option to just take a little bit based on their life expectancy to really spread that tax bill out over the rest of their life. Now, you can't go and take an inherited annuity and then just go throw it into an annuity that you set up for yourself. You do have to keep it as an inherited annuity. And there's only so many companies that will even take inherited annuities. So you really have to work with a financial advisor that knows which companies will take inherited annuities, because, you know, there really only are a few companies out there that will even take them. Wow. And yes, I mean, those options definitely affect how much tax you owe and when, you know, so taxes are a big one.
Yeah. So no kidding. So I guess now, Jenna, let's talk about the taxes, right? Because yes, this is where a lot of people tend to make the biggest mistakes. Yes. So we don't want to make Uncle Sam upset here. So can you kind of explain how, you know, non-qualified inherited annuities are taxed?
Yes. Inherited non-qualified annuities are taxed at ordinary income tax rates on the earnings only. So just to keep this very simple, if a parent put in $100,000 and the annuity grew to $150,000, the beneficiary would owe $50,000 gain. They would get taxed on that $50,000 gain at their ordinary income tax rates after inheriting it. You don't get the stepped up cost basis like you would with stocks or real estate. But again, they only get taxed on the gain of the annuity. Now, if there's a very large gain within the annuity, like let's say the original owner put in $200,000 and now it's worth $500,000 or something, probably the most popular option would be for that beneficiary again to inherit it and choose the inherited stretch option, where they would move it into their own inherited annuity to have flexibility on what type of an annuity they purchase. But then they would have to take out a little bit each year. And you would need to use the IRS single lifetime expectancy table. We do have access to that if you need help figuring out what that payment would be. But you look at the single life table, divide the annuity's value as of December 31st of the previous year by that factor. So let's just say the annuity was $120,000, and the beneficiary was age 50. Well, the factor at age 50 is 34.2. So you would divide that $120,000 into the 34.2, and you would basically get a $3,509 payment. So that would be the amount that the first year stretch payment that they would have to take out. Now, in subsequent years, you can subtract 1.0 from the factor each year or recalculate based on the new age, depending on which method you want. But remember, the clock's ticking. Many annuities require that you make a decision within 1 year of inheriting the annuity. So you don't want to procrastinate on an inherited annuity, or you could end up with a penalty from the IRS, which we don't want. Right, Jacqueline?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that can, I appreciate you kind of breaking that down, because that can get very confusing. You know,
exactly.
You're doing math here. You're trying to figure out your life expectancy age. And I know we've talked about that table before too. So
yeah,
I appreciate you sharing all that. And
yes,
Jenna, like, what is the best move to make in this?
Yeah, well, it just totally depends on the person's situation. So some questions to ask yourself is, do I need the money now, or could I stretch it out? Could I just take a little bit out each year, like we just talked about, to really spread that tax bill out over the rest of my life? we need to ask what's my current income and tax bracket, since it's not like you get a stepped up cost basis. You're going to have to pay income taxes on the gain of the annuity at some point. Mm-hmm. Will I take a lump sum? And if I take the lump sum, will it push me into a higher tax bracket or cause me to go over the IRMA threshold for Medicare? And are there penalties or fees within the annuity for taking it out lump sum? These are all questions that we really need to ask ourselves when we inherit a non-qualified annuity. You really have to work with someone that understands how this works.
Yes, for sure. And Jenna, you seem very knowledgeable in this area. And, you know, there's just so many different factors, like I previously said. You got age and now the tax bracket, and all of these require calculations as well. So, yeah. Jenna, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, inherited annuities can be such a blessing. You have to manage them wisely. I mean, really take the time to understand your options, watch out for those tax traps, and don't rush into a decision just because a lump sum sounds appealing. I mean, believe it or not, Jacqueline, I think the statistics are that 90% of beneficiaries spend their inheritance within 90 days. I mean, that's yes. kind of the wow. statistic that pretty much everyone in the industry knows. And it's funny because it's not always to pay the mortgage off. A lot of times it's like to buy that hot red sports car that they've yes. always wanted or something like that. But if a beneficiary doesn't understand that they're going to be taxed on all the interest of the annuity, and there's a big amount of gain that has been in that contract over the years, it could really bump them into a higher tax bracket or cause a tax problem. So even though that lump sum option sounds so appealing, it's really important to work with your CPA and financial advisor to just really make sure that that's the best option. And remember, the IRS doesn't make exceptions for "I didn't know." So it's important to work closely again with a great financial advisor and a CPA to really make sure you make the right decisions when you inherit that annuity.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so many options, so many different ways of doing this. But I think you said to the listeners correctly, you know, you really want to get in contact with a financial service professional about this.
Yeah.
And so, Jenna, how can people get a hold of you?
Yes. Well, we'd love to chat about this or give you a second opinion on any other investments as well. You can reach us at 1-800-994-8993 or go out to our website, which is www.beaconwealthadvisory.com. And again, our phone number is 1-800-994-8993. We'd love to talk with you.
Yeah. Well, I love doing this podcast with you, Jenna. And listeners, if you found this helpful, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who might benefit. And Jenna, thank you again. Great topic. Lots of knowledge in there. So that does it for Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.